Today's date is April 2nd, 2009, and you are?
Richard Carson.
State your age and your birth date.
I was born November 11th, 1942. I'm 66 years old.
What is Carson Attractions?
Well, Carson Attractions started in 1916 with my grandparents. They've been involved over the years in many different phases of the entertainment business, which most people don't realize. There are several phases.
What are they?
All the way from sponsoring and presenting an attraction. Sometimes it's a local attraction. Sometimes it's a traveling attraction. Of course, with that, you have to plan advertising and promotion of the event so that the general public is aware of it. You sometimes will have advance teams come in for events, and it's your responsibility to have the different media outlets respond to their presence in the community. And the whole goal is to end up with a sizable crowd, depending upon the venue where they're presented, while they're in the community. Then eventually, Carson Attractions, because it was involved in selling tickets for events that it promoted, became also a ticketing agency where it offered its services to traveling entertainment groups and sporting events, where we could take the event itself and not only project it to the public and sell tickets, but we could assist the sponsor or the act itself in planning advertising and promotion in the community, since we were here and they were just sort of passing through. You end up with the different phases of the entertainment business, of course, being the entertainment itself, but the promotion and presenting it to the public so that you can sell tickets, or maybe you don't even sell tickets. Maybe you just want a good response from the public to attend.
The public just saw you as selling tickets, didn't they, in many ways?
Right. Oh, sure. Yes.
Let's go back to your grandfather, his name, and your grandmother's name, too.
Well, Robert Boyce Carson was the music director for Kendall College here in Tulsa, which later became Tulsa University. And he married Beatrice Williams, who had come over at the age of 10 from Wales. While he was at Kendall College, he was approached by the manager of McCormick, who was a famous opera singer. McCormick was going out on tour for the first time in the United States. They knew of my grandfather's involvement with the university and Kendall College, and they thought, we'll find someone on the local scene to help present this attraction. In those days, the attractions that went out were something that today we don't really know that well, but they were the opera singers. They were the choruses. They were more of the fine arts type. They were the rock stars of that era. So they approached my grandfather, and I can remember the story my grandmother used to tell. And if you look these people up on the internet, you can find big stories about them. I did, because I wasn't that familiar with them. But my grandfather told McCormick, well, we don't know anything about presenting or promoting an attraction. And they said, don't worry, we will show you. We'll show you how this is done. So they did for the first time. They got involved in 1916 in presenting this particular show and selling it. I think the tickets probably, some of them were less than a dollar to go see him. And in those days, for tickets, they used to hand stamp the individual pieces of cardboard. Then they would write in the price of the ticket and then sell these tickets. Over the years, my grandparents, from that point on, they had put their toe in the water. And they were involved throughout the community and for many, many years in presenting Enrico Caruso, Galla Curci, many other opera singers and choruses that would go out on tour for the United States. Once they had known that the Carsons in Tulsa, Oklahoma would be the local contact, they worked an arrangement with them, a financial arrangement, I'm sure. I don't know what those terms were, to present these attractions. That's really how Carson Attractions started, and the events were held at Convention Hall at 105 West Brady, which later became Tulsa Municipal Theater, and later became, when the Mayo family bought it, Brady Theater. called The Old Lady of Brady. But it was originally called Convention Hall, and I spent many days in the 40s there as a young Taekwondo. My parents later on were involved in this business.
They started selling tickets in 1916.
They started presenting these shows.
Presenting them.
Uh-huh.
It was more than selling tickets.
That was a sideline then. They were involved in actually presenting and making sure that the stage was correct and everything was right at the theater. Selling tickets was almost secondary to them because presenting such an attraction was the real ego trip, I'm sure.
When did it begin to dawn on them, maybe we could make a business out of this?
Well, actually, they presented attractions on their own and sold tickets for themselves only for many, many years. And 25 years later, my grandfather passed away, and my father, who at that time was about 21.
His name?
His name was Richard Carson. I'm a junior, and he was Richard Carson Sr. He had grown up in the business, seeing his parents, what they did to put someone on a stage and have a crowd attend. So he came into the business with my grandmother, Beatrice, Mrs. Robert Boyce Carson, in 1941. At that particular time, the only business that they had was presenting shows. And also in the 40s, you had World War II. Immediately after World War II, there was an influx of a different type of entertainment. You had comedians. Gene Autry was on tour and had his horse Champion on the stage. And I was born in 1942. Since they really didn't have a babysitter, or maybe my parents couldn't afford it, I'd spend a lot of my nights down at Convention Hall while Gene Autry was on the stage, or Blackstone the Magician was on the stage. One time, Blackstone had a pair of comedians that were part of his act, I think the opening act, and they would invite young kids up on the stage, and they knew where I was sitting. I knew I was going to go up, and I was so excited. They sat three or four of us down in a chair. It was kind of a spoof on the kids because they reached in their hat or their bag and pulled out a rabbit and gave it to the little boy next to me. For me, they reached in the bag and handed me a box of candy, but unbeknownst to me, they hit the box of candy underneath. Candy flew all over the stage, and I started crying. So when the show was over, they came to the office where my father was settling up with Blackstone, and they presented me with a white rabbit, which I'll still remember. It pottied all over the table, all over the forms that they'd filled out to report the sales for the evening.